Now, we stayed there. I don't think they knew what to do with us. They took us back to what's left of the ruins of the factory and in Pirna. And then we started what is now known as a death march.
Let me ask you, you said the burning of Dresden has become controversial. What is the controversy?
Very interesting. I was in Dresden, as I mentioned earlier, and I'll tell you more about it, invited by the city with some others of us who are still around who were in that factory. The mayor put a plaque on the building and so on, and I spoke to German students.
So you came back in what year?
2002, I think that's when it was.
2002, okay,
yes,
that's your visit.
I think so. And I will tell you what I told the students who asked me then. This was a horrendous, horrendous thing. Many, many people, innocent German people, women, children, everybody, died during this firebombing. And I was asked, how did I feel? What do I make of it? And there is a controversy. There are some people now who consider this a war crime. And what I said, I feel to this day, it was awful. War is hell. It was terrible. But I told them, had Germany, the Nazi regime, not invaded and occupied and tortured many people in all the countries of Europe, the English and the Americans would not come and bomb Dresden. So to us then, as scary as it was, and many thought that we would die in the fire, this was our very first time that we thought, maybe there really is someone who's trying to help us. We were so naive. I was. I thought nobody knew about us. If they did, wouldn't the Americans and other people come and rescue us? This was a sign that while we may indeed die, which we probably would anyway, everyone believed this except my mother, or so she told me, our tormentors would be also killed along with us. And in those days, that was a sign of hope. And when I explained this to the German students, they, in a way, agreed. Many are questioning their grandparents' role in allowing Germany, this cultured, beautiful country of great composers, great architecture, great artists, highly educated, to commit these atrocities against people in all German-occupied countries. This is how I feel about Dresden till now. In this world, there are consequences. In other words, I will repeat, had Germany not committed these crimes and invaded all those European countries, certainly Americans and the British wouldn't come and bomb Germany. That was the way wars were fought.
All that had to happen in order to bring the Allied forces to bomb Germany.
That was then warfare. It is now different. This was called Teppich System. They bombed the whole city. Now, mind you, so did the Germans. You know what happened to London, for instance. That was what Eisenhower and the British saw as a way to stop the Germans. The Russians were fighting on the Russian front. You know, of course, our heroes that landed in Normandy, and this was to end the war. This was to get the people against their own regime. War, as I said, it's horrible.